The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
We're on the air.
Back.
Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break with Sip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
I wish you all could hear the conversations we have off the air when Jay Foreman walks in. It's always like, it's a fight in here. You know, Jay walks in, all of a sudden we start talking about fights.
I need my theme music, man.
What's your theme music? What is that?
I'll send it to you. Can we get some DOL up in here, man? I mean, what's the deal? Every time I come in here, you give me the bootleg headphones.
I just plugged them in, man. You know, it takes some time to warm up. That's the way it is.
All right, guys.
Yeah, it is the spillover. We got Schaefer still with us. Jay Foreman here. DP will come in after this segment's over. Did you see the news this morning, Jay, that the Broncos have a new head coach?
Yeah, Nathaniel. It was like at midnight last night. That's what, you know, that's always funny about head coaching hires. It happens at like midnight, and then, it, you know, obviously everybody wakes up. But, yeah, it's interesting.
Nathaniel Hackett.
The whole Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams and –
yeah,
which most likely will probably won't happen, but I would not take a head coaching job without having a quarterback. I mean, Vic Fangio probably, you know, I would, you know, maybe he would have still, his tenure would have still been the same amount of time,
mm-hmm. if,
but he never had a quarterback.
Yeah,
I mean, you in the NFL, if you don't have a quarterback in that division, you don't even have a guy that can walk and chew gum. I mean, you had the dancing dude from Missouri, and then
Drew Locke.
You know, then it was
Teddy Bridgewater.
Then you had to remember you had to start the practice squad receiver because
Kendall Hilton.
Yeah, because Drew Locke and the other dude didn't want to wear their mask during COVID, and they, you know, had cameras, you know, and so then, hey, you want to go from practice squad to starting?
Hey, wait a second. Now this begs the question: Is Rodgers going to Denver? Would Hackett take that job without? Is this a package deal? Would he go to Denver without a quarterback?
Are they that close? Do we know that they're that close?
They got a decent enough defense to be more than competitive. They got a good running back. The offensive line has gotten better. Noah Fant is a legit tight end, and they got two or three receivers. They do need a quarterback, but there's other guys they could possibly trade for. They could maybe get Russell Wilson, you know, if they give up. They could
got more,
you
know, years of Russell Wilson.
You could possibly get Aaron Rodgers. I mean, but they, as of right now, they have nobody.
Isn't there cases where a guy like Nathaniel Hackett just wants a head coaching
you
job?
You got to take it.
Yeah, and the quarterback situation is the quarterback situation. I'm taking a job.
You never know when you're going to get it.
Exactly.
I mean, look at the guy down in Houston.
Right.
You know,
Coley got fired after 1 year.
He got fired in 1 year, and he probably knew it, but his agent's telling him, well, you're going to get guaranteed.
He got paid.
Yeah, you got $20 million.
That's what I'm talking about.
So you got to take it. You never know when your second chance is going to be,
exactly.
Man. The whole thing with Rodgers, I think, is
what
is it's too much now. Okay, you did your whole thing last year, whether you're going to retire or not. Generally, a guy in his position, you know whether you're going to play. Brady's been playing half his life in the NFL.
Yeah,
he could take some time. Okay, and he's done it the right way. So you take as much time as you want. Aaron Rodgers, I don't got time to hear. It's either you want to come back. Then he's talking about the salary cap, other guys. It's either you want to come back or not, and it's going to be predicated on if he gets another contract or not. And anywhere he goes, he's got to get paid.
Yeah.
But it's hard for Green Bay to do it. They're the second, has the second worst salary cap issue, you know, in the whole, you know, NFL. So they got to, they're going to have to spend 3 or 4 weeks just to trying to get guys to rework their contracts to get under the cap or release good players. Then as Aaron Rodgers, do you want to come back? And if I'm Green Bay, do you really want to deal with it again?
I mean, I don't think so.
But, you know, the great players are generally hard to deal with. But you already did it. You've already seen it. He can get you there, and then you get in there, you get in a game, and you score 10 points. I mean, you're one of – I mean, there's got to be some
– This is so beautiful. I'm enjoying
you,
all
you got to get some light.
We have a Vikings fan that's more, enjoying
you,
all
but you
this.
You got to get some light shed back on you as a quarterback because on the last play that where he threw deep, right, Lazard was wide open.
Yeah.
Wide open. And he would have probably ran.
Yep.
Now, he's not Tyreek Hill, but he wouldn't have went 64, but he would have went 44.
I'm trying to think that last play. What was the situation?
They threw it deep into double coverage to Adams, and Lazard was wide open.
Lazard was wide open.
Okay.
And
in the flat.
That ball picked?
No, it threw in the double coverage. I mean, it wasn't. I mean, those guys.
It was a great decision.
They were waiting for him.
Yes. Loved it.
So it's like, you know, how.
We're saying he's not going to be back in Green Bay, you don't think?
Yeah, I would be. I don't know how.
It would be really hard.
He doesn't want to come back and play for a year on a 1 year. Like, he only has 1 year left. And, yeah, you could probably get away with franchising Adams. Okay, but
could you?
Well, I mean, they can.
I don't think you can keep both of them.
I don't know how you'd be able to do it. Aaron Rodgers is going to want to get paid. So, as fast as you get underneath the cap,
Boom,
you're right back above there just with two guys, so I don't know what they're going
to
do.
Schaefer made the case last segment for Aaron Rodgers to the Eagles, possibly.
Yeah, to the Eagles. That was interesting, Schaefer.
I had not heard that one yet, but tell us why that's possible.
And they have cap space. They made the playoffs this last year. They have a pretty good defense. They have kind of a nice mixture of younger players with some veterans. Like, to me, that would make – it would make sense for them.
You would like to see Jalen Hurts go against Love in a quarterback competition? I would throw Gardner Minshew in there, too.
I mean,
take them all.
If you're the
but you know him and Aaron Rodgers kind of like they're two like unique personalities, so that might be a good quarterback room, but I don't think Philly is a good for him and the way that he operates. Philly's not a good situation.
Why?
It's a good situation for him football wise. Dealing with the fan base.
Listen,
Philly fans ain't got no time for Aaron Rodgers.
Exactly.
Now, look, I would like to see Aaron Rodgers maybe, you know, in D.C., Washington football team. Mm-hmm. I think that'd be a good
Denver's
mix.
A good fit.
Denver's a good fit. But Denver's generally good fit. In the NFL, great fits don't work, right?
Steelers, though, maybe.
Steelers. Washington football team would be excellent for him.
Yeah.
You know, especially if they retool and get their defense back. And they got a good running back. They got a number one receiver in McLaurin. They got Gibson as a running back. The mm-hmm. offensive line is pretty formidable. They got a good tight end. They'll draft. You got a good head coach that knows how to deal with a big personality. He just came from dealing with Cam Newton who dressed like a grandma going to Sunday service. You can deal with Aaron Rodgers that wants you to look at his toes, right? So, and it's a good fit. It's a big market. That could help out with him. I think it would kind of be good for Pittsburgh would be great.
You like the Steelers. What about the Colts? I said the Colts.
But they have no offensive line.
But they got Tomlin. You put Tomlin and Rodgers together. How do you not win 9, no matter
Najee
what?
Najee Harris, Deontay Johnson.
Their O-line is horrible.
They got a good tight end. They have no receivers.
Oh, is that right?
But you know what about Aaron Rodgers? He can create guys.
Yeah, Lazard was undrafted.
But he had Devontae. He's has a history of elevating guys. And it's a good winning organization, which I think, it would be a easy kind of insert.
Vegas?
They definitely would go.
Vegas.
Why not the Colts? The Colts are to be the perfect fit.
I don't think
fit.
They have the cap space.
They make cap space.
Carson Wentz is there.
So they have money tied into their defense and their offensive line. Like, I just don't know. I know they were able to make it work with Wentz, but I think the Eagles picked up at least
the
a portion.
Colts picked
up.
Yeah.
Well, the Colts last year. Yeah. The Colts have a great offensive line. They got a great running back. They have their receivers are okay. They're not great receivers. They could add a receiver in the draft possibly. Their defense is pretty good. I mean, that team until they choked because Wentz sucked the final 2 weeks was seen as a big contender in the AFC. Mm-hmm. They were scary.
They choked big time.
They were scary, mm-hmm. and they blew it.
I like the picture
because
of
Wentz
Rodgers
choked.
And Indy. Yeah, I like the
they're Pittsburgh.
I like
they're
Rodgers,
ready to win.
I like Rodgers with the Washington football team.
Really, it's not very.
You
got to
convince
though.
Him. That's not a rebuild though. They went 6-11 this year or whatever it was.
But they, I mean, Young was hurt.
I understand that.
You get the defense was pretty good, and you get him with. They got some weapons. They now there's not.
What were the Bucks before Brady went there? Probably 7-9.
Yeah. So I mean, Rodgers. Rodgers, he ain't worrying about the record. You get a Hall of Fame quarterback with McLaurin, Gibson. They're trying to get their organization together. I don't know how well he probably mixed with Daniel Snyder. Who knows? It depends on what side of the bed he wakes up on. But I think that as far as the offensive line is pretty decent. They got a good tight end, good running back, and number one receiver. Him and DC. I mean, you talk about how is that not juicy?
It's not as juicy as Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh's not a juicy place, though.
Yeah, it is.
The O-line is –
Pittsburgh. What's juicy about
Pittsburgh? Because you got.
Are you kidding me? It's Pittsburgh.
Stop.
You got great radio conversation.
Hold on.
What's juicy
Tomlin.
About Pittsburgh?
You got Tomlin and Rodgers. Right there is interesting. You got Tomlin, Rodgers, and then just the Pittsburgh aura. The whole
juicy
thing.
From a media standpoint or just on the field standpoint.
Just the whole picture's beautiful. I love it. I love the Rodgers to Pittsburgh thing. I'd pray for it almost. Rodgers to Pittsburgh, the whole
because of Mike
optic
Tomlin.
Is incredible. Not just because the franchise.
It's, yeah, I
all
mean,
it's
yeah,
about.
You'd be going from
all it's you, about.
A blue blood franchise to another, but it's not juicy. Blue for you're,
juicy.
It's not juicy, juicy. On national basis. National basis, Rodgers to D.C.
Mm.
That's juicy.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I still
they
think
gets lost. He gets lost out there.
No, Aaron Rodgers ain't gonna get lost.
I think
Pittsburgh, nobody
yeah.
even cares.
Yeah, Rodgers ain't. Gonna, yeah,
I think the Broncos are the ones to beat here. I think Broncos okay. go for, to these favorites oh. for Rodgers' okay. services.
Yeah,
you
I
really
so.
Want them to have some sort of horse logo. Colts, Broncos, like
yeah,
a horseshoe
really
involved.
Yeah,
this.
I just wonder if he want would he entertain going to the same division as Mahomes and Herbert? Say, hey, you guys think you're good? I'm gonna show you one last hurrah that I'm still the king of this freaking.
Yeah, that's a good question.
League.
That's a good question.
Or you get put to the
yeah,
task.
It's hard
because
to still
Jimmy
be the
Garoppolo
king when you
just
haven't
came.
Been for a while.
Yeah,
right?
Jimmy Garoppolo just pulled your pants down and smacked you in the butt. at
Hello.
Your crib. Without
Jimmy
scoring a touchdown.
Garoppolo.
Jimmy G.
Do you know what his playoff stats are this year?
What?
The shade over 300 yards passing and 2 interceptions.
No touchdowns?
No touchdowns.
The epitome of efficiency. Don't lose the game.
Game manager.
Hey.
He tried to
hey,
lose that game
hey,
in Green
he's
Bay.
He's playing, and there's a lot of good quarterbacks sitting at the crib.
That's true.
So he ain't
great
losing
coaching
the game.
Job. Great coaching there's job.
There's a lot of good quarterbacks that don't have that defense.
Hey, well, but, hey, but on that defense, that's not like the old 49ers defense. They're just – they drafted well, developed.
And
know how to expose some of your weaknesses.
And they run. They run the ball. They're committed to running the ball.
In different
with
ways.
With Elijah Mitchell and Debo. Right?
And juice. They ran the old Corey Schlessinger trap up the middle.
Yes,
for
they
about
did.
12,
yeah, that was a nice play.
Right off, right, just yeah. right out of a timeout. That they thought they were going off tackle with a little boss
number
play.
Number 44.
Oopsie doopsie, right up
yeah.
right up
that
the gut.
That was like a 20-yard run. Right,
right up
in the
gut.
Middle of the field, yeah.
Yep. Was that Jeschik, the,
yes.
the fullback?
Number 44.
Right back.
That set up Jimmy G's big pick.
Yeah.
Sip text me said, oh, no, Jimmy G.
Hey, Jimmy G is the dude that will just, You can't. The worst pass I ever seen him throw in that game, he was getting rushed from the left side, and he kind of was just dropping back.
I know exactly.
And
the
tight end was, I think it was a tight end or fullback, kind of just, you know, floated out. He literally like launched the ball up, and I'm like, and I was watching. I was like, oh my god, this is
when he floated. Right?
Yeah, he floated.
In the flat.
Are you kidding me?
And you're just waiting for someone to swoop underneath.
And he just missed it. And I know that the defender was like, did he really throw that? Should I go pick it? It's gonna. As a defender, he was like, this didn't happen in a quarterfinal game in the playoffs. And then he was just like a second too late, and it was, you know. So, but that's Jimmy G though. It's cringeworthy sometimes.
Yeah.
But then there's a game that he'll come out and he'll go 24-28. And then he'll be on the front of GQ.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got the half beard.
Hey, I'm going to ask you guys this. You guys, since you guys are in the media, do you guys go to the Husker games? Sure, right? The football games or basketball games?
Of course we go.
And you guys are up there in the
press box. Yeah, we're in the press box.
Yeah, I don't get to go up there. But
I think you could probably find your way up there.
Yeah, and then they asked you, do I have any credentials? And then I probably go downstairs. But anyways, when you guys see certain guys in the media, you know what I mean? Say like you're watching a Husker game, this year.
Okay.
Iowa game or any Purdue game.
Yeah.
But you know, like the pot stir is there. You just waiting for when they push send on their articles that they drop?
I don't know, Schaefer.
You guys know who they are? Do you guys get a tickle out of that or what?
Nah.
I was wanting to ask you guys that. Because every time I see Dirk sometimes at basketball, I'm like, are you supposed to be in Lancaster County right now? Because you know you could not make it back to Douglas County sometimes. You know something? Because some people might hem you up.
Schaefer, I'll let you handle this.
Because I texted Dirk. I texted Dirk one time. He was at a – it was after one of his articles that was a little – I'll just say – edgy, and it doesn't bother me or anything, but I like messing with him, you know what I mean? So I texted him, and it was funny, I could see him, but he couldn't see me. Uh-huh. I'm like, is it safe for you to be in Lincoln right now? He looked at the text, looked around, and I just took off.
That's rough.
You're lucky Bo Pelini and Carl here, because remember, didn't they hem somebody up before a game?
The blogger? I don't know that.
Oh, yeah, I do, before the Big 12 championship game, right in the hotel.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh. Carl had his black little leather coat on.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, the blogger.
Well, gets a little rough. Football gets a little rough.
Sometimes you got to tighten people up, right, Shay? You ever? Is anybody ever try to tighten you up?
I had Tim Beck come after me a little bit one time because I asked questions that he felt were unfair after they beat Missouri on the Thursday night game in the rain.
What question did you ask that was unfair after a victory?
I asked if he was concerned that they weren't able to run the ball, other than the fourth quarter. Helu had like a long run, and he basically went off about how like no one's ever happy about anything. I don't know. Totally caught me by surprise because it was just he and I off to the side. Like, and then it was all of a sudden like I wasn't badgering him. It was do you have I don't remember what it was. They were averaging like less than 2 yards a carry for pre and a half quarters.
Right.
He rips off like a 60-yard run. All of a sudden, the stats look a lot better.
Yeah. What about you?
Charlie McBride chased me into the elevator.
I can see that.
Yeah, it was rough.
I can see that. Yeah. If I was a coach, I guarantee you I would have probably hit you up probably pretty quick.
No, it was bad. All I did was report that Jeremy Slecht, it was a Thursday, I reported that Jeremy Slecht was going to be out with a knee injury. It was the Thursday before Saturday game, and it got rough with me and Charlie. I mean, it was rough. Like,
you're lucky.
It was in that red hallway. It was in the red hallway.
Yeah, there's no way out. On a scale of 1 to 10, how scared were you?
I wasn't scared. I was only scared that I was going to blow my – I was only scared that I was going to make a scene. So I wanted to get out of there just so my temper wouldn't flare.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But Charlie was in shape back then. You would have been – I'm telling you right now, you would have been in for a tussle there, young man.
Oh, I know.
I know you would have been trying to bob and weave, and Charlie would have been UFC-ing you to
death. Yeah, everybody talks about my fights UFC. With Bo. My fights with Charlie were worse than my fights with Bo.
Yeah, but see, you and Bo were tight, though.
Yeah.
You guys were like different. Two brothers, and see, Charlie just...
He was legitimately mad. Sometimes Bo would just feign anger just because he was bored.
All right. He was just testing you how close you guys were.
Oh, he's feign anger out of boredom.
Yeah.
He'd pick fights.
So Charlie tightened you up.
Definitely
I wish I could have seen that.
One of those.
Yeah. It was rough, but then what happened was I was walking back to the Journal Star, and he pulled up. He had that red pickup, that 150. And he said, hey, come on, get in the truck. I'll take you back. And I just lit into him. I was like, don't ever even talk to me again. Don't. And then we got along really well after that.
You told him not to talk to
you. I said, don't ever talk to me again. I don't want
to see. Yeah, if that was me, you might not be here today. You'd be off and you'd be like, what is it? Pigs eat everything?
What would you do?
Oh, you would have been.
No.
I would have been like, don't worry about it. I'm going to handle this right now. No, I'm just playing.
Oh, man.
Steve, guys, hey, Steve has some cojones.
I know.
You got a bad temper. You got a little cojones.
Yeah, temper.
So do you still partake in boxing?
No, I don't. I'm 55.
So? Mike Tyson's still
Yeah, that's right. Tyson's fighting at 55. Yeah, did you know that, Jake?
Channel your inner Mike Tyson.
$4 million.
Okay? Channel it.
$4 million.
So days. You look like a body puncher, though.
No, I had a jab.
You had a jab?
Yeah.
But you don't have a reach, though.
Mm-hmm. That's a short joke.
For your weight class, you got it.
He was in the flyweight.
You 175?
No, I fought at 99.
He's not fighting the 6 foot six guys, Jake.
Oh, okay. I'm just trying to size you up real quick.
I was a 99 pounder.
That's actually what I'm doing, sizing you up. Yeah, I could get down to 210.
What do you weigh?
250.
What? I weigh 175. I mean, what are we?
I could just jab you to death though. I would just toy
in the middle of 210.
Can you imagine me at 210?
210.
Balloon.
You got to get you up to 10,000 calories a day.
Yeah.
I could definitely get to 210, but I don't know what that would be.
That's good. All right, Jay, thank you.
Thank you, Jay.
You going to the game tonight?
Of course, 4 p.m. Are you going?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's
4 p.m. too.
Yeah, but anytime it's basketball.
Yeah.
You'll be there.
Watch another NCAA
7.5-point favorite, Wisconsin. I think Nebraska will cover.
Yeah, I don't care about that. I want them to play good.
Close game.
Yeah. Your object is go out there and try to win the game.
Close game.
Hopefully it's close. For Steve Sipple,
Mike
Schaefer, I'm Jake Sorensen. See ya.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.